So there's really no program like this in government right now. The program is not just focused on technical skills, because I believe that technical skills aren't enough, that there's so much more to make you a good or a great contracting professional. So typically in government, when you get your contracting training, you're really exposed to those technical skills, first and foremost. Our program takes it to the next level. So we're developing trusted business advisors, we call them. Trusted business advisors have technical skills, but they also have interpersonal skills, leadership skills, program management skills, and they also align with our mission. So a big part of our program is mission service. So the way that I design the intern program is first their technical skills. I believe in very much an experiential learning model because theory does you no good unless you're able to practice it. So immediately after every technical class, they go into a learning laboratory, a laboratory where it's okay to fail because failure means learning. So they go into this learning laboratory to use real VA work and practice their skills in a facilitated environment. So we have mandated competencies in our profession that are mandated from OMB through OFPP, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, and it's called FACC in the contracting school, Federal Acquisition Certification in Contracting. So there's specific competencies that we have to build. In addition to those competencies, we also believe that interpersonal skills are important. So team building is also important. We build in the Myers-Briggs, the FIREB, and the DISC assessment so that they understand who they are as individuals, but also how to interact in a team and how I can understand others and interact better with them as a result of that training. They also have leadership training. Leadership isn't just at my level. It's at all levels. So when you're a contracting professional, you're going to serve on a negotiation team. You're going to serve on a team, and you're going to serve in a leadership role on that team. So leadership is incredibly important in addition to the learning laboratory. Then we also have job rotation, where they're able to go out in the field and experience real work in a real VA environment and be a value-added resource. And lastly, we built in mission service into our program because our mission is so important and so critical. And I want them to see, touch, and feel our mission firsthand because I don't ever want them to just see a contract and have that be all they see about the VA. So, for example, we take field trips. We went to the VA Medical Center in Martinsburg, West Virginia. And the director, when she was giving the interns a tour, she pointed to a building and she said, "You see that building? That's our laundry facility. Without a contractor to run that facility and the contract that you put in place to run that facility, I don't have clean sheets for my hospital beds. And I cannot run my hospital without clean sheets." Maybe a simplistic example, but the intern was able to see very clearly and very quickly how what they do is so important in service to our veteran. The other way they can internalize the mission is we do take field trips to the VA Medical Center in Washington, D.C., for example, where they're able to visit with a veteran, they're able to listen to their stories, they're able to shake their hand, and then the intern is able to say why they're here. I'm here to learn how to be a contracting professional, to buy the goods and services effectively and efficiently that you so deserve. So it's this mutually beneficial experience where the veteran gets to interact with us and we get to interact with them. And it's so important for them to see, touch, and feel our mission firsthand. So we go on field trips. We get on a bus. We go to industry. We visit industry to understand how industry responds to our solicitations, how industry responds once they receive a contract. So we went to Cardinal Health Medical Facility, for example, in Baltimore. They are one of our large vendors who provides our medical supplies. So they were able to see, once we awarded the contract, how then that contract was executed so that we get all of those supplies as quickly as we need them and as much as we need them in all of the medical centers and hospitals. So it was a great experience. They have to understand both sides, not just what we're doing here, and working in a vacuum. They've got to understand the big picture. And again, that strategic approach.